You're listening to SBS News.
With National Cabinet due to meet, Australia's drug regulators are holding urgent meetings after European authorities confirmed a link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and blood clots. After a study looking at 86 European cases of blood clots, the European Medicines Agency concluded the benefits of the vaccine outweighed the risk. Federal Minister Greg Hunt says the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation and the Therapeutic Goods Administration have been asked to provide their independent findings on what is the best vaccine safety decision for Australians.
They should make their considerations independently. They should make their decisions based on their best judgment of the balance of safety for Australians, and that they should do so fearlessly. And we are blessed to have what I believe is arguably the world's finest regulatory and safety advisory processes and institutions in Australia, and we will be following their advice.
Australian authorities are also considering the decision by the United Kingdom's Vaccine Advisory Body to give people aged under 30 an alternative to the AstraZeneca vaccine due to the blood clots issue. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia's vaccine rollout will continue unless the health advice changes.
At this point, no, there is no advice to us which suggests there'd be any change to the rollout of the vaccine, particularly when we're dealing with 1B populations, the majority of which are older Australians, and the medical impact of what we're talking about here is what we've seen from the UK deals with much younger, and we also have alternative vaccines in Pfizer presently for those smaller populations, frontline health workers, quarantine workers and so on. There is nothing to suggest at this stage there'd be any change, but we'll update further if there's any change to that.
Meanwhile, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she has full confidence in the vaccine program, even as an investigation is carried out into the death of an elderly woman in Queensland hours after receiving the Pfizer jab. National Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says there are no signs of any causal link at this stage, and Ms. Palaszczuk says there's no cause for alarm.
In terms of the vaccine, the benefits outweigh the negatives. We didn't even have the option of a vaccine 12 months ago when we started going into this pandemic. So there is light at the end of the tunnel. Like I said, over 100,000 people have received their vaccine already in Queensland.
Victoria has resumed its hotel quarantine program, welcoming international flights after they were paused in mid-February. Acting Premier James Molino says every precaution is being taken to ensure the safety of the community.
And then the intensive work around ventilation and the work that needs to be conducted in each of the hotels to ensure we have the very best ventilation, and that's another thing that we'll be prosecuting at National Cabinet to get national consistency around those ventilation arrangements. So we have done everything we can.
He says the state is ready to scale up its role in administering vaccines, but the federal government will need to approve such a step.
We acknowledge that there's been challenges, and challenges of supply and distribution are challenges at a global scale. So we're not in the blame game. We know that there are challenges. This is the biggest medical logistical exercise in the history of our nation. So it is very, very difficult. What we're saying is that every commitment that Victoria has made, we have met. We will have a target of 300,000 by mid-May. But we can do more if the Commonwealth needs us to do more.
Mr. Hunt says he welcomes the suggestion.
That was sought by the Commonwealth, contemplated from the outset and included in the partnership agreements. And indeed, some states are already doing that. When Victoria feels that they are ready to expand beyond health workers to other members of the 1B cohort, that's already in the agreement. We would fully support it, fully welcome it, and embrace it.
Mr. Molino says he's also continuing to push for the federal government to approve a plan for Victoria to include 120 places in hotel quarantine for international students.
Whether it's film crews, whether it's skilled workforce, doctors and other healthcare workers, we want to see those economic cohorts return. We want to see it happen as soon as it's safe to do so. The first hurdle is getting agreement from the Commonwealth.
Meanwhile, new research by the Australian National University has found that while more than half of Australia's young men are keen to get vaccinated against COVID-19, young women are more reluctant. Just 43% of young women said they were willing to get vaccinated as soon as possible, compared to 62% of men in that age group. A new professor of psychology, Kate Reynolds, says the survey reveals those who had greater confidence in the state and federal governments, regardless of ethnicity, age or gender, were more willing to be vaccinated. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is encouraging those who can get the vaccine to take it, saying the health advice remains the same.
Oh look, I did choose to have the AstraZeneca. I wanted to have the vaccine that would be available to most Australians. And apart from a few days of a sore arm and some symptoms, I've not had any adverse reaction. But I'm really keen to hear what the medical experts have to say. And I'm one of the thousands that have had the vaccine and have not had anything adverse. But of course, we need to rely on the health experts and we need to make sure we take their advice.
The federal government says the number of general practice clinics offering vaccinations is expected to double from 1,500 to 3,000 this week. Federal Health Minister Hunt says Australia has also received 870,000 doses of Pfizer vaccines from Europe. The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.